Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to catch our drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenko.
How are you doing on this rainy day?
I'm good. After having a week off, I miss not being here. I listened to you guys last week. Thank you for filling in, and you and Alex did a great job.
Good. So we had 20 listeners. You didn't phone in. I'm like most of 18 of them. Yeah,
that's right. I was going to call in. I'm like, I'm on vacation. I'm not calling into the show. So, but good to be here. And what we do every Saturday on The Drift is go over the news that we put on thedailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
Well done. And let's take care of a little business before we get into the meat of things here. Let's start with Kensington Woods. You are not forced into public schools if you don't want to. You can get your kids into private schools and they're tuition free. Or public schools that are tuition-free that are not part of the public school system.
Charter schools. Right?
Charter schools. And Kensington Woods Schools is a great, great school to be getting into. You can go to info@kwoods.org. You can also go to their website, www.kwoods.org. Or you can call 517-545-0828. That's 517-545-0828. And I'm going to bring up a little story that I'm not happy about because my kid goes to Plymouth Canton Schools.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a science class, his math class, all his different classes, and a social studies class. And the social studies teacher forced them to bring up global warming, climate change in social studies. I said, wait a minute. Why is she teaching you about crap science in social studies class? Don't you have a science class? Yeah, I got science class. Did you get some of their global warming crap in that class? Yes, I did. I said, you know that's garbage. He goes, yes, Dad, I know it's garbage.
But the whole point is the other kids, what do they know? They get indoctrinated.
It's
that's
exactly
like that lawsuit
right.
That those parents, I think in California, the kid had a problem where he was going to the faculty lunchroom or faculty bathroom. And he was doing that and the teacher says, oh, he must be oriented towards transgender. So without saying anything to the parents, she starts feeding him this stuff towards it's okay to be transgender, it's okay to be transgender, giving him, you know, study stuff. And the parents find out about it, and it turns out he has a digestive problem. It gives him a lot of gas, and he was embarrassed. So there was a deal that was made with the principal. He could use the faculty bathroom. This teacher didn't know it, and she's trying to orient this kid towards being transgendered when he's just
got a little gas problem.
Yeah, rumbly in his tumbly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's nonsense.
Well, I love my kid because they were learning about fascism. And so he said to the teacher, is weaponizing departments of government against a political party fascism? She said, well, yes, it is. And he said, then why are the Democrats doing it? She said, we're not talking about that.
Well, worse, she's a government agency herself. She's a representative.
And she's weaponizing our children against us.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, so get your kids out of public schools if you see that kind of stuff happening. I'm in a particular situation. I can't quite do that, but I'd like to. And
well, you mentioned your son was taking basically STEM classes. You said science, technology, math.
Yeah, he's taking
and that's
yeah
stuff. Yeah, and I like what Kensington Woods says here. Well, they do STEAM, so they're not going back to the last century with big locomotives, but they're throwing a little bit of an A for arts in there. So it's STEM.
With a little art.
With a balance, yeah. Instead of the other way around, arts.
Yes.
You know, social study instead of civics, that's the problem.
Go figure.
Yeah.
Go figure. So just beware, folks. If you're not talking to your kids about what they're learning in social studies, especially social studies and those life classes, whatever, ask them about it because I let my kid, I want to know. Let me know what that teacher's saying, because if she's saying something that's not true, I'm going to give you the facts, or I'm going to tell you to go to Google it. And thank goodness, I saw something on, or heard something on Gruber the other day, and it was about a general, you probably listened to it, about that kid that's kind of off the wall. But they have a point. Today's kids can fact check teachers at their leisure. And I would encourage students to fact check your teachers and what you don't just take that for granted that what they're telling you is the truth, because a lot of these teachers are nothing but propagandists now. They really are. They're, and maybe I won't blame the teacher. They're stuck with a curriculum that they have to teach or they get fired,
mm-hmm.
right? Maybe they don't even believe it, but fact check yourself. You know what I mean? That needs to happen. Okay.
Oh, well, excuse me. Donna, if you're listening, call into the show, 734-822-1600.
And let her give us a little.
I'd like her to give Derek her phone number so I can contact her. We read something on Pastor Rick's show, yeah. and I want to put it in the current.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, mm-hmm. that was a great show. Okay. Well, let's get into the meat, and let's just start with what's going on with William Barr. And we've got a bunch of little snippets of what he said in his interview with Bill Hemmer from Fox
News. That's great, man. That is a
good
great
stuff.
Interview.
And I would tell you, go to YouTube and watch the entire interview if you can, because I'm feeling more positive than ever. And I hope I'm not building up my own hopes here that William Barr is going to be the guy who will bring justice to what has happened with the deep state and these corrupt individuals in our departments of justice and the FBI and the former administration. Let's hope that happens. But Derek, you got track one ready? Let's just start with some of the things that are going on with the evil threesome, Comey, Brennan, and Clapper, which you and I have probably seen on the news, starting to finger point
mm-hmm.
at each other.
Circular firing squad.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's what happens, right?
Yep.
And that's basically admission that, oh, something bad's happening and something bad is coming. Let's start pointing fingers. Go ahead and play that, Derek.
All right, John, at this point, he says, hey, half joking, but who do you think should be most nervous at this point?
Well, I think both of them should be nervous, both the FBI director, the CIA director, and the National Intelligence Director. And the reason why is because of the appointment by Attorney General Barr of Mr. Durham, the U.S. attorney in Connecticut, to take a look at all this. The reason why is if Mr. Barr, who is no, you know, who is no like sort of anti-deep state guy, he's a guy who started out in the CIA. If Attorney General Barr appointed a U.S. attorney, that probably means he thinks there's some grounds for a criminal investigation. There's already an investigation within the Justice Department going on by the Inspector General, which you would use if you wanted to reform things in the department, change the way you did the FISA warrants. But to bring in an outside U.S. attorney to conduct a kind of criminal investigation, that should have a lot of people worried.
All right. So, Harry, we understand there are three different investigations going on. The latest one, this U.S. Attorney John Durham that we found out about, we're told it's been weeks that he's been on this job, maybe even longer. We have some hints. In the meantime, you have Brennan and Comey through other intermediaries. What we're hearing is they're pointing the finger. It was him. No, I didn't want to include it. I didn't want to rely on it. He wanted to rely on it. Jim Jordan, obviously one of the conservative GOP folks over on the Hill and the House side, says this. Both stories can't be true. Comey told FBI in late 2016 that Brennan insisted on including the dossier in the intelligence community assessment, but CIA claims Comey made the recommendation and Brennan and Clapper objected.
All right. So I think you're going to see Brennan and Clapper trying to get their story straight and point the fingers at Comey, and he'll do the opposite. For some reason, I just get the feeling Brennan and Clapper are
Joe DiGenova says they each need five lawyers. Don't just lawyer up. You need five lawyers each. Hey, by the way, along these lines, I don't know if you heard this. I just read this morning. In Italy, the new prime minister of Italy.
Yes.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I did.
Have
Go
you got
ahead,
something?
Finish.
Oh, well.
No.
The new prime minister of Italy has asked his four intelligence chiefs to step down in light of Spygate.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. And he said that? And I didn't hear that last part.
Yeah, it's pretty much assumed that's what it is.
Assumed.
Because
okay.
he is a Trump-like figure over there. He had some talks with Trump, and the next thing you know, those guys are gone.
Wow.
Yeah, they were involved.
Wow. Well, that's that global cabal, right?
Oh, yeah, it's coming down.
It needs to come down. I am praying to the Lord to protect Donald Trump.
That's the
and
ticket.
To protect the people.
Good words right there. Praying.
Praying.
Yes.
And I would encourage all you folks to pray for those who are looking to clean this swamp, to stop this global elite from screwing. That's what they've been doing, screwing mm-hmm. us over for decades now. And
yep.
it's time that this correction happens and that some people suffer. I want to see jail time. Frankly, I'd like to see some
noose.
I'd like to see the
feathers.
Gallows at Leavenworth yeah. and Gitmo come back, frankly, because
set
you know what?
An example. Yep. Not for retribution. You got to set
an
example.
Not for retribution. The example needs to be set for the next 200 years. Yeah, we remember Benedict Arnold.
Yeah.
We remember Benedict Arnold, and there's a reason for it, right?
Yeah.
So treason needs to be taken right to the extreme. You are guilty. You did something that was so bad, it's time for you to go. Now, we come, and I was thinking of this earlier, you know, are Obama, are Hillary, are they involved in this? I think they are.
It sure seems like it.
And I'm not asking anybody to...
Uranium hasn't gone away yet.
You know what I'd like to see? And earlier in that clip, I didn't go to it because I've been tweeting this out for a couple of weeks now. Look for people to be leaving. And Rush Limbaugh said it this last week on the news, too. Look for Clapper, Comey, Brennan, maybe the Clintons. We already know Obama's allegedly bought property in a non-extradition country. I can't remember if it was UAE or Qatar.
Venezuela.
I think Venezuela is going to come around sooner than later anyways. But look for these people because you know what? I don't want to see Obama go to jail. I want him to be banished and never come back. Come back and you will go to jail. Go to your country over there in the Middle East where you can hang out with your Muslim buddies and don't ever come back again.
Yep.
I don't want to. I'm sick of it. I don't want to see him in prison. I don't want to pay for him. I don't want any of that. Get out of the country and never come back.
Well, like that Joe DiGenova. DiGenova. It's a mouthful. You know, what we were playing last week or the week before last. You know, it's going right up. These things don't happen. They don't happen in a vacuum. They don't happen without the president. You don't make those kind of moves without telling the president it's happening.
Correct.
And this is going to blow back on the vice president, too.
Oh, yeah.
He may be more popular than Trump in Pennsylvania today, but how's that going to play out when he's wearing an orange jumpsuit?
Yeah. I don't believe that for a minute, though. Do you believe any of those polls?
I don't know.
I don't believe it for a second.
I think they're fickle, and I think there's a lot of people who, it was Joe. We liked Joe. And they're not thinking clearly at the moment the pollster's asking the question.
How are they asking the question? Who are they asking the question of? You got to read the demographics. You know, what's the plus or minus on liberal versus conservative in that poll?
You ever been polled? I've never been polled.
I've never been polled.
Yeah.
Right. So I think they pick and choose. They make the polls to look like, and that's why they're all wrong. That's why they were wrong the last time.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe anybody would like old foot and mouth Joe. Hair sniffing Joe, creepy old Joe, foot and mouth Joe. This guy.
China Joe. Ukrainian Joe. Talk about collusion. It's all there. He cost a guy, a prosecutor in Ukraine, his job just so his son would make a big payout.
Yep.
Come on.
Talk about a son with a crack pipe. Did you see that story?
No, I didn't see that.
The police, they found a crack pipe in Joe Biden's junior's, Hunter Biden, whatever, is in his car. It got glossed over. No problem. No J time. No, nothing. Right? Biden's got
those
a
are the
lot
two
of
guys
dirt,
that
and it's
blew
coming
the,
out.
Yeah, those are the two guys that flew back on government air.
Yes.
And then after making a $10 billion deal with China.
Absolutely. So these two guys I'm not buying old, comfortable old Joe. He's not a blue-collar guy, number one. So don't even try and go there with the union guys.
He rides Amtrak.
Strap him to the front.
Yeah.
Let him be a bug catcher. I don't think Biden's got he may be out front for the Democrats right now. I'm sure there are a lot of Democrats who are like, we just want somebody who's kind of normal. That Joe is kind of more middle
more
of the road.
Normal than the rest.
But in order to win the primary, he's got to go left. Mm-hmm. And he's got to go left big. And I think he is.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, he is,
yes. Stupid statements like China's no competition for us. What?
or yes, we have to protect the climate, but not so far as AOC says. And then AOC comes back and says, that's ridiculous. I'll be darned if I'll stand for that.
Yeah.
Oh, and then she's backtracking on 12 years. I was joking. Nobody caught that I was joking. 12 years, that's ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah, how come everybody else was saying 12 years after you said it?
After you, exactly.
They didn't get the joke either.
Yes, exactly right. So, we've got the IG report supposed to be coming out soon.
And the IG, that's great, but he can't do for people that are out of the government, and that's why we need Durham in.
Right. And then you've got Huber.
Yep.
We still don't know what the heck he's looking at out there in Utah. And he's been into Arkansas and everything else. So I'm thinking that what you'll see from
his
Huber
team doesn't leak.
Yeah, his stuff will come after the IG report comes out. And I'm surprised we haven't gotten leaks out of the IG, but they must be running a tight ship. You think?
Maybe they're the good guys and they don't leak.
Maybe.
You know, unlike Team Mueller.
Mueller. Yeah. All right, so we've got the IG report coming. I thought it was supposed to be mid-May, but I'm guessing it's not done. I remember Barr saying something on that interview. It'll be ready when it's ready.
I thought the IG was the end of this month.
So maybe it's the end of the month.
And then
they keep pushing it back.
Yeah.
As always, right? Well, let's start with Bill Barr because we got a lot to get through, and it's already 20 minutes after the hour here. So, Derek, let's go to track two. And this is the beginning of the interview with Attorney General William Barr, and Bill Hemmer is asking a little bit general questions about it. Let's go ahead and play that.
The thing that's interesting about this is that this was handled at a very senior level of these departments. It wasn't handled in the ordinary way that investigations or counterintelligence activities are conducted. It was sort of an ad hoc small group, and most of these people are no longer with the FBI or the CIA or the other agencies involved.
This appears to run deep. Why is it so hard to figure out?
Well, there are two things here. One, no one's really looked at it. I think there's a misconception out there that we know a lot about what happened. The fact of the matter is, Bob Mueller did not look at the government's activities. He was looking at whether or not the Trump campaign had conspired with the Russians. But he was not going back and looking at the counterintelligence program. And we have a number of investigations underway that touch upon it, the main one being the Office of Inspector General that's looking at the FISA warrants. But as far as I'm aware, no one has really looked across the whole waterfront.
So you came into this job and you started asking questions. Did you get any answers?
Well, I thought when I came in from the outside that all the questions that I had and many other people had that would be readily answered. Once I got in, but I haven't found that to be the case.
You also said back in April that you thought there was spying going on in the Trump campaign. When do you think that started?
Well, I'm not going to speculate about when it started. We're going to find out when it started.
It's been said that it was July of 2016. Does that sound right to you?
Again, I don't want to speculate. What I will say is that I've been trying to get answers to questions, and I found that a lot of the answers have been inadequate, and I've also found that some of the explanations I've gotten don't hang together. So in a sense, I have more questions today than I did when I first started.
Some of what things don't hang together?
Some of the explanations of what occurred.
Why does that matter?
Well, because I think people have to find out what the government was doing during that period. If we're worried about foreign influence, for the very same reason, we should be worried about whether government officials abused their power and put their thumb on the scale. And so I'm not saying that happened, but I'm saying that we have to look at that.
Can you say when Bob Mueller knew there was no collusion with Russia?
No, I couldn't say that.
No date given?
No, I couldn't say when he knew.
He'd have to be a mind reader to know when he knew, you know.
Well, he also says, I can't say.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean
he doesn't
want to say.
Yeah.
It means he can't say,
yeah.
Right?
Given him, the more I get in, the more I have more questions because I ask somebody, they go, hum on, and they go like, oh, okay, you're hiding something.
The questions are there, and it makes sense,
yeah.
Right? And to go back to your point earlier, if the big three, Comey, Brennan, and Clapper, are all involved, somebody higher than them.
Oh, heck, yeah. You don't do that on your own.
Yeah. So we've got some. Your buddy Donna is calling into the show. Donna, okay. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Donna. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I heard you talking about social studies. I was on my way home from shopping.
From being in that business that there is some bias in the social study programming at school. And my son felt that when he was in class not so long ago. And so Ed wants to make sure that he gets hold of you so that we can get your story in to the newspaper.
Do you get The Current?
No.
Why not?
Is that something that's...
All right. Give Derek your phone number. I'll give you a call later, okay?
Okay. We left it with Derek.
So okay, great.
Okay.
Our number.
All right.
All right, Donna. Well, thanks for all you do and staying
out. Does she have
there.
Any comment on the social study?
Well, get him out of public school.
There you go.
Because it is biased. And the whole thing with the global warming thing, because I teach science, and our science curriculum comes from the University of California, Berkeley, And even in the book, they contradict each other because on one page, I'm going through the Earth's timeline from beginning to end and the warming and cooling cyclical fluctuations. And on the next page, it's talking about how it's all man-made. So I don't believe in it, and I'm telling the kids this.
Yeah. But yeah, how could it be man-made if we've only been here for the last, 50,000 years?
Yeah.
And we didn't have an industrial revolution until 300 years ago, right. Maybe? Really.
But a couple years ago, I did have a parent jump down my throat because I wasn't on board with the global warming.
Yeah.
So if my principal says anything, I'm just going to tell them, look, I'm not going to lie to these kids. It's saying this right in the book, but then on the next page, it's saying it's all man-made. So
right.
I'm not going to lie to the kid.
Right, that's exactly. True. Because carbon levels were higher at what? The Carboniferous era, the Cretaceous era, all those different eras. CO2 levels were higher. We weren't here. We weren't industrialized. We weren't making that. We weren't causing that. How does the heat and the carbon happen back then?
Right.
You know what I mean? Stop blaming them. I'm not saying we don't contribute in some fashion.
Well, Krakatoa sure contributed. You know?
There you go.
Yeah.
Mount St. Helens.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right, Don, I appreciate it. Take care.
All right, give me a call then.
All right,
we'll thanks.
Do. All right, bye-bye.
Let's take a call from Joe, wants to talk about the Trump-Russia investigation. Joe, welcome to the show.
Oh, he's going to change our subject.
Well, there were lots of buffalo back then, so obviously it was buffalo farts. I mean, come on. We all know that many of these people committed crimes. I mean, it's obvious, but what worries me is there enough actual physical evidence around and anybody of these deep state liberals who will actually step up and turn and deal honestly to help convict? Will there be enough actual evidence to convict in a court of law? Plus, the other thing is, how do you ensure you don't have a bunch of liberal activists? You only have so many challenges off the juries, like remember happened in New Jersey with Menendez. Clear evidence to convict and hung jury to let them off because they packed it with liberal activist jurors.
You're such a party crasher, man. That's why you don't get invited anywhere, Joe.
And that's why you get the tinfoil hat. People are kind of saying, hey, they're going to do military tribunals. I don't believe any of that's going to happen. I wish it would happen, but no, that's not going to happen.
A military tribunal, there would be a chance.
A chance, that's it, really.
At least honest hearings and convictions, yep.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, we'll just have to, I believe there is evidence, and I think that's one of the reasons why Hillary went so far to destroy those 33,000 emails, to destroy the computers, the servers, the phones. I think there is evidence
out
there.
Sometimes lack of evidence is evidence.
Well, there you go. So
right, well, that's evidence of enough of at least obstruction.
Exactly.
You would think we should be able to send her to prison for that, at least.
Yeah, well, she should put some time in.
Well, actually, you put the screws to her so she gives up Obama.
Yeah, which she would probably do.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
I highly doubt that
But Bill would give her up.
My biggest fear here is that they will make Page and Strzok the scapegoat, sacrifice them, and everybody else walks.
Yeah,
to say, hey, we drained the swamp.
Sometimes you do that just for political expediency because you know what happened to our prestige after Watergate and Nixon was disgraced. We all know Obama's a disgrace, but boy, if he got brought down on charges, I mean, what does that do to America's image in the world?
I don't know.
I don't know,
sure,
but I'm sorry.
Because Trump has done such a good job. Now, of course, the globalists don't like him, and the Western Europeans don't like him. But oddly enough, all the good people that I care about in the world, the Hungarians, the Poles, they seem to be doing well, All right, Joe, well, I appreciate the call.
All right, keep playing sound bites of Democrats. No one is above the law.
You got it. All right, we'll see you, Joe. And you'll catch a drift. We'll see you on the other side.
Said it somewhere. How do they keep up on the latest news and information? They listen to Wham! Just like you. If you have a product or business to advertise, your message can reach these listeners wherever they are. People tune to Wham! Radio for the latest issues discussed by hosts like Theron X, Steve Gruber, and Joe Pags. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise with Wham! Radio, 1600 AM, 92.7 FM. You'd be insane to be anyplace else.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. When it comes to producing college graduates, one Democratic presidential hopeful says the U.S. is lagging behind. The
United States of America used to be number one in terms of the percentage of young Americans with college degrees. Today we are number 11 behind countries like South Korea, Japan, Canada, Ireland, the United Kingdom, and Australia. And that, to me, is not acceptable.
Bernie Sanders addressing a town hall on education in Orangeburg, South Carolina. The Fed's having second thoughts about moving illegal immigrants around the country to ease congestion along the southern border.
The plan was to fly up to 1,000 migrants a month to northern and coastal cities, including two Florida counties, Palm Beach and Broward County. Late Friday, that plan was put on hold.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin, Florida's governor, Ron DeSantis, among those opposed to the plan. This is Fox News.
Your bridge to recovery.
Hey guys, this is Keith from Lewis Jewelers. And if you're in search of the perfect engagement ring or a beautiful piece of jewelry, it will never be easier. Our team of expert advisors, Libby, Sarah, Lucinda, Carrie, and KC, just to name a few, are all non-commissioned and solely focused on your needs. Okay, really on her needs. So visit us today for a truly stress-free shopping experience. We look forward to making her smile. Where Ann Arbor gets engaged, Lewis Jewelers.
Hey there, friends and neighbors. I'm Radio John D., inviting you to listen to The Greasy Skillet. Together, we'll explore the two lanes, back roads, wagon ruts, and dog trots, always searching for the forgotten and overlooked roots music of America and beyond. Tune in. You'll be glad you did. I'll be glad you did. We'll all be glad. And please, tell a friend or two.
The Greasy Skillet, Saturday nights at 8 on Wham! 1600 AM and 92.7 FM.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Chris Tangeman from Howell.
I had back surgery. I had to go there for like 3 or 4 weeks, and let me tell you, they were just superb. I'm in this industry. I'm an LPN, and I mean, they're just excellent. The aides, the nurses, everybody. I thought especially that their therapy department was just phenomenal, and I would absolutely recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney, now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
Our Drift in studio with Ipsy Ed Bondarenka.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. We're doing good. We got through half an hour very quick, didn't it?
Yes, it went very quick.
All right, well, let's take care of a little business. Losing a loved one affects the entire family. If you've got somebody who's sick or terminal, don't wait. Make sure you're spending a little time, or even for yourself, look far enough ahead down the road that you don't want your family suffering when you are passing or a loved one is passing. Boric Jennings Funeral Homes has a great program. They're not just a funeral home. They do a lot of nice programs that can get you ready, get your family ready, and be ready when the time comes. 810-231-0200. That's 810-231-0200. Or you can visit their website, Boric, B-O-R-E-K, Jennings, J-E-N-N-I-N-G-S.com. And be ready. They've got places in Hamburg, Brooklyn, Michigan, Howell, Michigan, and Manchester, Michigan. So 810-231-0200. Don't wait to do your final planning.
My prices are only going up. Buy your plot now. Take care of your
pay for your
your services. Pay for all that stuff while it's less expensive.
Yeah, you know.
And get the funeral you want, not the one
that your kids want.
Yeah.
Where's Daddy? He's in the shoebox. you certainly want to. It's one of those things when the family's grieving, they don't want to have to answer a lot of questions and make a lot of decisions. Get all that done ahead of time. It's really worth doing. It really is. All right, so we're talking about William Barr, seemingly like he's following through to drain the swamp, and we're going to see. Derek, you got track three ready? Now, this goes to the idea of the Steele dossier. And the Steele dossier, what people don't seem to understand is paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC, and yet they used it for the FISA stuff. I'm hoping we get declassification of all this. I hope the president declassifies absolutely everything he can and then some. I hope.
And we were talking about muddying. And, you know, you've got the leftists in our government, you know, the people who are most to get hurt by this. And they're saying, oh, well, this was just typical of what you do. You know, the FBI wasn't after anybody. They're just following up on this lead.
Yeah.
Like, come on. It was given to you by the Clinton organization.
Which
you
should have been the first thing
off
your
mind. Ding, ding, ding.
Wait a minute. Yeah. We just got this from the opposite campaign.
Yeah.
Really? Do you want to trust that just off the cuff? You're not going to double check that?
Oh, we didn't know that Bruce Orr's wife gave it to Bruce Orr and he gave it to Strzok and he gave it. We didn't know where it came from. We just know it just showed up magically on our desk.
Which is frankly unbelievable, right? Just unbelievable. Let's take a call from Gary. In Hazel Park wants to talk a little bit about geopolitics. Gary, go ahead.
Hey, partner. You know, just this week, Angela Merkel said that Donald Trump is almost single-handedly responsible for the destruction of the New World Order, or in getting in the way of the New World Order.
Good.
Which is, yeah, you bet it is. Because if all through Europe, what they call populists, which are really nationalists, are being elected all across Europe. And so that means the European Union is at risk.
The guy in Italy.
Which is a good thing.
Yep.
So if one man can make a change the way Donald Trump is trying to, that's going to be a glorious thing.
Yeah. And imagine what the 63 million of us who supported him first time around, and I'm hoping another 5 to 10 will support him this time around because they can see past the crap.
And the others will stay home.
Yeah.
Because they'll be like, well, I'm going to vote for that.
Yeah. Let's each and every one of us needs to. If you're listening to this radio show, you're one of the smart ones. If you're listening to this radio station, you're one of the smart ones. Pass it on. Tell people to listen to Wham.
You know, one of my concerns is, Gary, is that Trump is doing this single-handedly, and who is he, to use his own term, apprenticing? Who is his apprentice? I don't know that it's Mike Pence.
Recently, that William Barr would be a great president, but I have to find out more about the guy.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to be president. He's a lawyer. He does what he does. You need somebody like Trump, somebody who's willing to stand up and do the right thing for the right reasons.
Here's what really astounds me every time I think about the last 3 years of this crazy investigation. Donald Trump, he's got to be a saint. They've literally found nothing other than a few sound bites of him saying disparaging things about a woman or he's had a few divorces and whatnot. They found nothing so far.
Well, I hope Pence is learning from him is what I'm getting at. I hope Pence can stand up and be Donald-like because he's quiet. He's a good guy. I trust Pence. He's a good guy. He did not want to be. He let his wife keep him from running for president at one point. So he didn't really have the fire to be president.
That's
his family was more important to him. But hopefully now he sees how important it is that somebody's got to fill those shoes, and then he'll attack it in the same manner.
He needs to.
And we need to pray about that.
Yep.
We need somebody who's called. My stand is we need somebody who's called of God to do this, and I think Trump was called of God to do this so far.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's the secret to a long, healthy life, is being Donald Trump-like.
Yeah, well, being direct, stop being politically correct and beating around the bush. You know, state the obvious, go after it, and doggone it, sometimes it hurts. The truth hurts, right? Mm-hmm. And I think all of us in this country, after 8 years of Obama, finally realized the truth hurts. Well, not all of us. Half of us, anyway,
yeah.
realized that the truth hurts. And Obama was taking us down that globalist path, and it was going to ruin America. If Hillary had won, I can only imagine how bad things would be right now.
I hate to look back on it, but Bush was taking us. I'm sorry, I cut you off, Gary. Go ahead.
Hey, no problem. I agree with you there. We'd be in a living nightmare if Hillary Clinton had been elected president. It'd be the worst thing this country had ever witnessed.
Yeah.
Before I go... you're right about one thing, about more people joining the bandwagon, the Trump train. Right now, there's a rally going on up in Madison Heights or further Sterling Heights, where all the car union people are doing a Trump rally.
Auto workers for Trump.
That's fantastic.
Well done.
Sterling Heights, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Gary. I appreciate it.
See you, Gary.
All right. Bye now.
Have a good one. Let's take a call from Sherry, calling from Ypsilanti. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Good. Now, this is Ed's wife, Sherry, isn't it?
Oh, I thought I recognized that voice.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
You know, Obama started investigating a lot of Donald Trump's doings and dealings before he was brought into office, including Flynn. And if he hadn't been checking into Flynn ahead of time and because of the investigation into what Flynn had been doing and who he had been talking to, Donald Trump had said, hey, if I'd have known ahead of time, I might have made different plans. But he didn't know ahead of time. And as it was, Michael Flynn has had to go through tons and tons and tons of lawyers and money and went to ruin his family. They went after his brother, and it just caused a lot of problems.
Yeah, I'd like to see more declassification of what's going on with Flynn. Is he really innocent, or was there something there? Was there a reason there? I don't know.
Well, that's one of those pieces of evidence by omission, the fact that they did not tip off Donald Trump about Flynn is dereliction of duty.
Yeah.
And then you say, why didn't you? And then you post that, oh, there's this political bias. You didn't. We're watching this show. Sherry and I are watching this show called The Crown, which I highly recommend. It's about Elizabeth coming to power. And there's a part where this functionary sees a piece of information from the weather office going to Churchill's desk, and he takes it, and instead he takes it to the opposition, and Churchill never sees it. And it's about this coming environmental calamity that's going to envelop London, and this cloud of fog is going to keep all the coal and everything, and people are hurt and everything. And Churchill never heard about this.
Until it was too late.
Because somebody kept the information from him, and it made him look bad politically. And I was thinking of the Trump-Flynn deal.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to know more about what happened with Flynn. I do know this. They always make a big stink about Flynn having some meetings with Russia and Turkey. But what they don't tell you is Flynn briefed the DIA before and after those meetings. What?
Yeah.
How is he hiding anything if he's debriefing the DIA on before and after the meetings? How is that secret?
The thing that bothers me about Flynn more than anything else is the fact that he lied to Pence, and I don't know why. Was it really a lie? Why did Trump have to let him go because of this lie, or was it political expediency?
I'm thinking maybe it was. I don't know.
Hey, thanks for calling, Sherry.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Sherry. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Let's take a call from Tom in Detroit. Tom, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks. You're saying you thought Trump was, sent by God to be president or called, something like that. But
I said that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking that Trump is the Amos 8 basket of summer fruit.
Excuse me, say that again. What?
Basket of summer. Okay, God showed Amos, the prophet Amos.
Oh, thank you. Now I got it. Okay, got it.
Okay, so, and then he said after that, he said, the end has come upon my people. I'll pass by no more. And then after that, it gets into some, stuff.
That's
like
pretty
dead
dark,
bodies
man.
Everywhere and what have you. And I'm thinking, like summer fruit, that's that's something that doesn't, you know, you have it and
it's not
and
shelf
it,
life.
It doesn't last, okay? Yeah. And I'm thinking that's, you know, I mean, we might get another four, even another 4 years of Trump. Is that gonna be enough to, you know, set this republic to where it should be?
Turn the tide.
And, all we can do is pray and hope, you know, and work for it.
Yeah,
even more important,
well, work works.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. That's, I mean, I can't add to that.
Yeah. All right. Well, appreciate the call, Tom.
Thanks, Tom. That's a good take. I hadn't heard anybody mention Amos. I've heard him called Cyrus before.
Yeah.
Because Cyrus was the king who did well by the Jews under God's direction, even though he wasn't a Jew himself.
Okay, let's go to track three, Derek. This is talking a little bit about the Steele dossier, which, you know, doggone it. Somebody needs to declassify it. Let's find out. I want somebody ironclad to see, here's the Steele dossier, here's the check that Hillary Clinton and the DNC paid for it. How did it get from there to the FBI and the DOJ?
With something as outrageous as the golden shower routines. I mean, who would buy that in a minute?
Yeah, exactly right. All right, go ahead and play it, Derek.
How do you think John Brennan and James Clapper handled the Russian investigation?
Well, again, I don't want to speculate about the facts because I don't know the facts at this point.
At all?
I know some facts, but it's premature to be discussing.
Can you tell us what the Steele dossier had to do with this? What role did that play?
Well, that's one of the questions, you know, that we're going to have to look at. It's a very unusual situation to have opposition research like that, especially one that on its face had a number of clear mistakes and a somewhat jejune analysis, and to use that to conduct counterintelligence against the American political campaign would be a strange development. I'm not sure what role it played, but that's something we have to look at.
Do you smell a rat in this at this point?
I don't know if I'd describe it a rat. I would just say that the answers I'm getting are not sufficient.
Just to follow up on that, Republicans have said for months that these men, Brennan, Clapper, maybe James Comey, had it in for Trump. Do you think that's true?
Again, I'm not going to speculate about their motives.
You
don't have to. Just listen to them. Listen to Clapper and Brennan. They did.
Yeah. What irritates me probably more than anything, and I always hit him right back on Twitter, is when Comey goes out on Twitter and tries to take that holier than thou attitude.
Saint Comey.
Yeah, Saint Comey. Sanctimonious Comey is what I would call him. Out there trying to push his blatant lies. Mr. Comey, you're going to be sitting in jail. That's my prediction right now. You will do so. I'd rather stretch that long neck of yours with a short rope on a long drop. But I'll be happy if I can get him into jail. Mm-hmm. I want to see Comey go to Fed Pen for X number of years. And same with Clapper and Brennan. Brennan's another one that just sickens my stomach when there's a talk of him having converted to Islam. I don't know that's true or not.
I mean, that was referenced in Zero Dark Thirty. Did you see that? Remember that movie?
Yep.
He had his prayer mat while she's walking in the office.
And I don't know if it's true or not. There's been no way to really look at that. I've looked for it.
That voted communist?
Oh, that was Brennan, too.
Was that Brennan, too? I couldn't remember. That was Clapper. Okay.
No, that was Brennan, too.
Okay,
Communist. He voted for Gus Hall. We've had Gary, I think.
Long after it was fashionable. Long after anybody really thought that communism was.
How does a guy like that get into the government and get his clearances?
Diversity.
We need to have communists and Islamists, radical Islamists.
We need to know how they think.
Oh, my gosh. That's just crazy. All right. So the other thing that comes out of the Mueller report is the fact that, we found no evidence of collusion. I'm getting sick and tired of watching the Democrats say, well, it's not that there's no evidence. He had one job as a special prosecutor. Indict or don't indict.
Mm-hmm.
Evidence or no evidence.
Up or shut up.
Yeah, your personal opinions are not anything that matters. Anything. You either have evidence or you don't.
How you came to your conclusion, we don't need to know.
Exactly.
We just need to know your conclusion. And that's why Barr gives the conclusion. And I was like, oh, that's not what I said. No, you said a lot of stuff that didn't need to be said.
Exactly. Because here's what it comes down to. And now the Democrats are mad at Mueller, right, for not coming up with the goods after 3 years, after $35 million. He had 19 pro-Hillary lawyers.
Now Schiff and Nadler have to do it.
And 40 FBI agents. Millions of documents submitted. He had everything he needed, and he found nothing. You know.
He found Manafort, and he found Cohen. You know, because those were collateral damage. If you find something as a prosecutor and you're investigating, and you see something else, you have to deal with that. Of course, he never dealt with Clinton Incorporated, even though that was right in his face. How did we get the Steele document? What went on with the fight? No, he didn't pursue any of that. He just went after Trump allies.
Yeah, if he was an honest guy without an agenda, he would have opened up. That Mueller investigation would have gone hog wild through both camps,
and
it did not. They haven't touched Hillary Clinton. They haven't touched the DNC. They have touched absolutely nothing. The other thing that bothers me, and I saw it again this morning on Fox, a Democrat saying, we need to see the information. We don't have any information. You can go into the SCIF.
Yeah.
Barr's offered it to
every
congressman.
Secure compartmentalization.
Go look at everything. You only see 0.1% is the only thing that will be blacked out. You can see everything. Not one Democrat has gone down to read it or see it.
Yeah.
So don't lie to me and say you haven't got it. You have everything except 0.01%. of that report, unredacted and available to you in a SCIF, a classified SCIF, to go in and see it, and none of them have gone to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And that sickens me that anyone could be. I want to see that on the news every night. Who's gone? I want to see the list. Who's gone? Where's
somebody
the sign-in sheet?
Ask Nadler, what did you want to see? Oh, have you tried to go there to see it? Why not? Why are you saying? Just be upfront.
I would like one MSNBC, CNN, Fox News person to interview Nadler and ask that question.
But I want
to the SCIF.
But I want the American people to see it. No, you're our representative. That's how it works. You're our representative. You go to see it.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think. You're not supposed to tell me what's in it, but tell me what you think.
Well, and I guess what it comes down to is, well, let's get the declassification done.
No, because
I want to see everything myself.
No, I don't want to see sources and means and resources. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see what's going to screw up an ongoing investigation.
If there's something, if there's something related to an ongoing investigation, I can see that. But
and if there's and the other
and
thing
means,
is, but if there's other names, like we talked to so and so because he looked like he may have been guilty, and that's in there, but we didn't find enough on him, then don't mention his name because you didn't prosecute him. The same thing we didn't want to report.
Right.
No, that stuff is redacted for a reason. It needs to stay
grand
redacted.
You're right.
Yeah.
But we should be able to see most of it.
We did. I've read a lot of it. Until I got bored reading it.
The
stuff that's redacted.
I'm not talking about the part that's in the SCIF. How many pages? 36 pages?
No, it's 400 pages.
Yeah, but 36 pages that were still unredacted in the version we're allowed to see.
I thought all 400 pages released, and there are ports that are blacked out, and you can pretty much figure out when you read it why.
Which is equivalent to like 36
You can't
pages.
Read this guy's name. You can't. Okay, yeah, so it's the equivalent of so many down. Pages.
Yes.
I didn't even think it worked out to that many.
I don't know. I have not gone through but a couple bits and pieces here and there myself.
Okay. I don't blame you. I mean, it's like, okay, I've heard the summary of all this. There's a reason I only need to hear the summary.
Yeah. Well, for most of us, that's, you should be happy
with it. But it's nice to know it's there. You want it? Go read it.
You want it? Go read it.
You don't need to know that name. You don't need to know what that resource was.
So I like this next track because they're asking Barr about whether this is a witch hunt because the Trump administration has been saying this is a witch hunt for a long time. Go ahead and play track four if you got it, Derek.
Mueller decided not to attempt to subpoena or force the issue with the president, so he made that judgment. I did say the White House cooperated, and what I was referring to there was the truly unprecedented delivery of information in the form of millions of pages of documents and the ability to interview White House staff, including the president's White House counsel, with no holes barred, no privilege claimed at that point or anything. So that was unprecedented, and that's what I was referring to when I said the White House.
So you find that satisfactory on behalf of the White House?
It's more than satisfactory. And Bob Mueller obviously felt it was satisfactory. He reached his conclusions in his report.
Let me come back to that point. The president calls this a witch hunt. He calls it a hoax. Would you agree with that?
Well, as I've said, if you were the president, I think you would view it as a witch hunt and a hoax, because at the time he was saying he was innocent and that he was being falsely accused. And that's, if you're falsely accused, you would think that something was a witch hunt. I have to say, you know, when you step back and look at this, two and a half years of his administration, 3 years of Trump, you know, the campaign and then the first part of his administration, he has been hammered for something, you know, for allegedly conspiring with the Russians. And that, we now know, that was simply false.
Are you comfortable using those words? Witch hunt? Hoax?
I use what words I use, and it was an investigation, but I think if I had been falsely accused, I'd be comfortable saying it was a witch hunt.
Boy, if I were a witch, I'd be up in arms about this, being demeaned like this. You know, I'm surprised they can get away with this. You'd think covens would be uprising all over the country. How dare you call us a witch hunt? Why are you after us?
Yeah, I mean, here's what it's not obstruction. If you've been falsely accused and you're fighting back, that's not obstruction, folks.
No.
It is not
obstruction. It's self-defense.
It's self-defense. What would you, and what people need to think about.
Oh, what I do? He's very restrained. What I do?
Yeah, I mean,
that's why I'm not president.
Here's the point I think people really need to take away from all this. If they can do this to the president of the United States, what can they do to each one of us?
That's why we have a Second Amendment.
We're not billionaires. We don't have lawyers. You can see what they'll do to us. They'll do to us what they did to Flynn. Hammer you until you're broke and have nothing and go after your family. Mm-hmm. And you have no choice but to admit guilt, even if you're not guilty of anything.
It's the weaponization of society. It's not just the IRS. It's not just the intelligence agencies. It's not just the FBI. It's the media. It's the weaponization. It's Facebook.
Yeah.
It's Twitter. It's the weaponization by the left of every means available against us.
Okay. All right. So the last track I want to squeeze in here is, you probably heard this, about Comey, or not Comey, A.G. Barr and Pelosi meeting.
Yeah.
Okay, so Derek.
He mentions that on the
he does. I've got it. Interview. You got track five ready? Okay, listen. You got to love his sense of humor. At least he's got the sense of humor. He's kind of like Trump in that way. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and play it.
Being heavily criticized by Democrats, by the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, she believes you lied under oath. What do you think of that charge?
Well, I think it's a laughable charge, and I think it's largely being made to try to discredit me, partly because they may be concerned about the outcome of a review of what happened during the election.
What does that mean?
That means they may be trying to undermine my credibility, but obviously you can look at the face of my testimony and see on its face that there's nothing inaccurate about it.
You reportedly had a conversation with her this week.
Yes.
What did you say to her?
Well, I wouldn't call it a conversation. It was more like an icebreaker. I was introduced, and I asked her if she had brought her handcuffs with her.
That's a taunt.
And she said?
I didn't really quite hear what she said, but she wasn't unpleasant about it.
She muttered under her breath. It wasn't an icebreaker. He was taunting her. Hey, did you bring your – hey, we got 30 seconds left. You want to do immigration now?
No, yeah, we don't have hardly anything to talk about immigration. But it's a good point, right?
Yeah.
The thing I do like is he took DACA out.
Yes.
And I think that was a good move because, you know what? Stop trying to do everything comprehensive. Do the small things that everyone can agree on one at a time. Baby steps.
Yep.
You know? All right. Well, that's the end of the hour. Until next week, go to thedailydrift.com and currentonline.com and support our advertising. See you next week.
See ya.